Welcome to CNN Student News. Products being pulled off shelves, authorities running investigations, some shoppers protesting. All of it has to do with meat. Some packages that were labeled as 100% beef were discovered to contain horse meat. Ireland, the UK, France, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Romania. This scandal is affecting more than a dozen European countries. The latest news is that Nestle, a mega food company, is pulling some of its products in Italy, Spain, and France. It's also stopping deliveries of some products from a German supplier because traces of horse DNA were found in the meat. But let's get the big question out of the way. Will eating horse meat make you sick? British health officials say no. The meat itself, not a risk. But one concern is about a drug called bute. It's used on horses, and it can cause some rare but serious health problems for humans. There's also a religious issue here. Some religions have dietary laws that restrict eating horse meat. Since these packages were labeled incorrectly, people might have eaten it without knowing. In some countries, like France, China, and Russia, eating horse meat is common. In others, like the United Kingdom, the idea is unthinkable. Would this kind of thing change your eating habits? On Twitter, Chris told me, yes, there are no good circumstances I can think of where I'd willingly eat horse. Matt disagreed. Honestly, I wouldn't change my eating habits just for one small chance that I'll eat horse meat.
See if you can ID me. I'm a U.S. state that borders Canada. I have one of America's smallest populations. My southern neighbor shares part of my name. And my capital city is Bismarck. I'm North Dakota, and my name comes from a Native American word for friend.
You might expect North Dakota to get hammered with snow all winter, but on average, the state gets less snow than the states to the east or west of it. Then there's this. A winter storm slammed part of the state last weekend. The iReporter who sent this video in said there were 4 to 8 inches of snow and winds blowing through at around 50 miles per hour. The snow and fog made it hard for drivers to see, so officials put out a travel alert. They also warned drivers to watch out for snow plows that were working to clear the roads. Weather is flying and flying is weather. A pilot named Bob Buck wrote that, showing that the two things are always linked. That's why storms like the North Dakota blizzard or the recent nor'easter on the East Coast always affect air travel. Flying may still be the safest way to travel, but there's a lot that goes into making it that way. Aisha Durgahee shows us what.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to you from the flight deck. This is your captain.
An in-flight forecast from the front of the plane.
Well, it's a bit cloudy, I'm afraid. A light drizzle and a brisk northerly wind.
Once the seatbelt sign is on, we can get back to enjoying a meal or a movie, because the planes we fly in are designed to battle the elements that can suddenly cross their path.
There is one lightning strike every second around the world. Every single aircraft is hit by lightning once a year.
Here at Cardiff University in Wales, lightning strikes every day, where capacitors discharge a current of 100,000 amps in a microsecond, recreating the power of a lightning bolt at altitude. The aluminium body of an aircraft is highly conductive and acts as a Faraday cage, a metallic shield that directs the electric charge outside towards the back of the plane. And the passengers on board won't feel a thing. This $2 million lightning lab in partnership with EADS and the Welsh Government tests different conductor strips on the nose of the plane and new composite materials found on modern aircraft. Another built-in defence mechanism is using the heat from the engines to melt ice around them and along the edge of the wings. And here at Cranfield University, they have an ice tunnel. Minus 10 degrees Celsius, with a wind speed of 100 miles per hour, they can see how ice builds up and understand its aerodynamic qualities.
What we'd find is that generally the ice that forms in this area here can be quite thin, but the ice which forms a little bit further back can be a lot thicker, which actually reverses the curvature of the leading edge.
Changes the shape of the wing, essentially.
Quite dramatically in some cases, yes, unless you do something to prevent it. So with an aircraft, typically you'll work out which parts of the aircraft are most critical aerodynamically, and then make sure that they're protected.
When it comes to aircraft design and weather, at research level, there are men and women dedicating their lives to specific weather conditions to ensure planes are built to buffer and bear the harshest of conditions. And then it's up to the pilots